Frank Beckwith for president on this moment of Indiana history. There are few records about the namesake of an Indianapolis park lost between the Boys and Girls Club and a public housing complex. At one time, however, Frank R. Beckwith challenged Richard Nixon. In 1960, the Indianapolis attorney, judge, and civil rights advocate was one of six men vying for the Republican presidential nomination. The first African-American ever to run in a presidential primary, Beckwith's rivals included Nelson Rockefeller and Cecil Underwood, governors of New York and West Virginia, respectively, and Ohio Senator George Binder. Although almost 20,000 votes were cast for Beckwith, the number represented only 0.3% of Republican votes, which were overwhelmingly cast for Nixon. The political contest was not Beckwith's first, nor would it be his last. Born in 1906, the Republican ran for the state legislature in 1936 and the Indianapolis City Council in 1938 without success. But he was effective in efforts to integrate the city, opening the state's high school basketball tournament to black schools and getting blacks hired at Marion County General Hospital, now known as Wishart. Beckwith's final bids for office included a second run for the Republican presidential nomination in 1964, along with one for Indianapolis mayor the same year. Beckwith passed away at St. Vincent's Hospital in 1965. 5 years later, Salem Village Park was rededicated in his name. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.